Our last speaker is Betty Hunter, who is the Secretary of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. You've been a fantastic audience this afternoon, and of course, you've been treated to some fantastic speakers, both those from Palestine, British Palestinians, and the British celebrities who are here to salute the Palestinian people as well. I'd like to thank all of the speakers for all of their contributions. And you for staying despite the rain. But remember, the rain is a very necessary thing. The rain stands for growth and fertility. And the rain will help the Palestinian people to grow and make their own independent Palestinian state. So we aren't afraid of anything like the rain. All I want to say at the end of this rally is that the resistance of the Palestinian people is legitimate. But legitimate resistance needs massive international support and action. And what we've got to do is go away from this rally today and go back to all of our areas and build real activity on the streets. Many speakers have mentioned how much support there is and how much it's growing. Let's make it a mass movement, like the anti-apartheid movement. We're here next to South Africa House, and today we should salute another fighter for freedom, Walter Sisulu, who's being buried today. We honour him and salute him and the struggle that he wins. And say that we want to emulate the struggle of the South Africans and the anti-apartheid fighters and make free Palestine as common a phrase and way that people will support Palestinians as anti-apartheid was in the 80s and 90s. Thank you. Thank you to all of you. The people who have come from all over the country today, thank you so much. Go back, build the lobby of Parliament on the 25th of June. Take the petition back, dozens of them, and get the signatures in so that we can present them on the 25th of June. And let's make this coming summer one of real activity on the streets to persuade everybody in this country to support the struggle of the Palestinians, to boycott Israel and to put pressure on Israel, and to make sure that our government starts to listen to the voice of the real supporters of Palestine in this country.